the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. I am so thrilled to be with you today on the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. And I want to remind everybody the phone number, 1-800-880-8079, with a reminder, you can always text us at that number. You can text us questions. You can text book into the body of that text, and we will shoot you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. How we doing, Peter?
We're doing great. We have a nice, exciting show happening today. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're glad to have everybody on board, and the website, as always, where you will find a wealth of information about all of the topics we cover here every single week, is at pcbfinancial.com. One of the good news I want to start the show with, Peter, is that did you see contributions to retirement savings accounts reached an all-time high amid the COVID-19 pandemic? And I want to get into the weeds of some of these numbers. Were you surprised by that? That threw me for a little bit of a good loop.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely threw me for sure, because there's so much uncertainty that had been happening for the past couple of years. And I couldn't believe it, how much of an increase of an average savings rate has happened over that time period.
So listen to this. Contribution rates to 401k savings plans hit an all-time high in 2023, with a combined average savings rate of 13.9%,
wow,
with nearly 88% of 401k plans now allowing employees to contribute to a Roth 401k option. That was up from only about half the plans in 2012. That caught my eye because my company did the same thing, Peter. For the first time this year, we have a Roth option. And it hurts a little bit on the front end because the taxes are taken out up front, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And yes, we're seeing a lot more of that. And we were probably talking about that for at least the past year, give or take. And we'll see a lot more coming ahead.
You know what surprised me a little bit about this contributions during the pandemic being up is that so many people with the uncertainty were either laid off or companies stopped the match. And my company was one of them. They just said, look, for about 6 months until we figure out what's going to happen with COVID and with the markets, we are going to cease all matching contributions. And I've told this story. I actually paused my 401k contributions during that time because we didn't know. I mean, Peter, you remember this. We didn't know, you know, we couldn't buy toilet paper for 6 months on end. And I remember thinking we might need this income. So what does it say to you, I guess, that people had enough faith in the market, unlike myself for that brief point in time, to keep squirreling away money?
You know what it is? I feel that because of what we were in, you know, first off, no one has seen something like this over 100 years,
right?
Who in their mind would have thought that we would have had a pandemic happen on our hands? But as we know, anything's possible, right? But it's good. It's good that we have seen an increase in this area, where a good majority of folks that I spoke to actually stopped it or even decreased it because they were nervous. But overall, it's amazing that we have seen at the end of the day a little bit more light at the end of the tunnel, where people were confident to say, I'm going to increase this even more. I'm going to continue to save even more. But their mindset might have changed in the sense of, maybe I shouldn't retire right now. Maybe I should retire in the next couple of years, or wait until we get a better idea of what's happening.
Let me ask you something. For the companies that have started offering the Roth option, you know, traditionally most people just squirrel away 6% or maybe 10% into that 401k account. Do you recommend they split their contributions and maybe do half into the Roth, half into the 401k, or is that going to depend on the client?
You know what it is? That's actually a great question. If you're older and you're fairly close, you want to now take a step back and see, okay, first off, you always want to contribute the match, right? Always
max out always.
The match.
Yes.
Always. And at that point, depending upon your situation, because everyone's different and everyone's unique in their own way, if you say to yourself, you know what, I have a decent amount of a nest egg in this account, let's try to do some kind of tax planning. If you have a handle on this, I would say 100% start changing your mindset of putting a little bit more, trying your best to max out the roadside, right? Max out the match for sure. And if you do have funds left over, make sure you do not neglect what you're doing outside of work as well. Because the last couple of years of retirement, right before you retire, right, those are the most important years of your life.
Especially for younger people, because you know this, Peter, there's only so many ways you can divide up a pie. And we have younger people who have student loan debt. And so now we're throwing this Roth option in. And I think if you're a young person, you're saying, okay, look, I've got student loans to pay off. I only have so much income coming in. I was contributing to my 401k in a traditional sense. And now we have this new option. You know, there's only so many different ways I can split up the money every month, you know, and still have money for rent and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you have to be really careful with that. The younger generation, for sure, if you have a lot of time on your side, you have to be very, very cautious because, yes, there are so many other costs where you shouldn't put in your money towards, especially if anything serious in regards to high debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's good debt and bad debt, but making sure that colleges is paid off, making sure that you have enough income coming in for certain areas of your lifestyle and so on and so forth. So you have to be very, very careful to keep some kind of liquidity at your hands at all times, because the one thing you don't want to do is start to access those retirement plans before 59 right. and a half, because you just set yourself back.
So I know the number one thing people ask you, it has to be with a bullet, is when can I retire? What year can I retire? And I want to go over, especially for 2023, three signs that maybe, Peter, your clients are ready, and then one good reason to wait. And so we're hoping, if you're listening right now, you know your numbers. You know how much you need to retire comfortably. You don't risk running out of that money too soon, all of that stuff. What do people need to know about full retirement age, or FRA? You see that when you read some of these examples. What do people need to know about their full retirement age and how some of those rules have changed? Let's start with that.
Yeah. So your full retirement age is when you'll receive the full benefit amount you're entitled to based upon your record, right? Everyone's different. So if you file for Social Security before full retirement age, or FRA, your benefits could be permanently reduced by up to about 30%, give or take. So this is very, very, very important that you understand that there are dozens of ways to access Social Security income, especially when you have a spouse, okay? Mm-hmm. And you need to understand that there is planning involved around this area. You can't just say, you know what, I heard and I read an article that we should wait until full retirement age, or honey, or you could take yours right away. I'm going to wait till mine is higher. That's not really how it works. There's planning involved around it, okay? Because let me give you a quick example.
Yeah.
Recently, I spoke to someone who is waiting until the full retirement age. And at that point, when they activate their income, they'll be the first of the couple to activate their Social Security benefits. The spouse, because she's younger and she hasn't taken hers yet, she's going to decide to take half of her husband's while mm-hmm. he's receiving his Social Security, and she's going to defer hers to probably about for the retirement age or even past that, depending upon what income is higher. That is a strategy that you can use. We don't know how long it will last because they keep on changing these rules. Right. Like I changed my socks. But you have to make sure you are planning at all times to see what is actually making sense for you, for your lifestyle, and maximizing these Social Security benefits.
So, you know, it might be smart to wait, especially, Peter, if your savings are falling short. It's not impossible to retire during periods of volatility, but this is, you know, a tough time right now. And if you are listening and you feel like you haven't saved enough to begin with, now is the time to give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079. And Peter, remind our listeners, that's one of the things you do. You will sit down with people, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we always say on this program, you don't know what you don't know. Peter will sit down with you and you go over the numbers and let's look and see what 2023 looks like. Can you retire this year? That is what
Absolutely.
You're here for.
Absolutely. And look, it doesn't have to be scary, because some folks are really scared. They don't even want to look at their accounts because what has happened in the past year. But look, it's so important that you do not neglect these areas and you're always planning, because 5 years before you retire, 5 years after, you retired or in retirement are the most crucial times where you should be doing advanced planning to make sure you are crossing these T's and dotting these I's. So we should have a one-on-one conversation in regards to making sure you are on track, confirming that you are on track and making sure that you would have a successful road path in your way. So we call this the Modern Money Report.
And that's where you can get it. The Modern Money Report, 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. And those three tips again, do you know your numbers? Do you understand your full retirement age for Social Security? And do you have a plan for healthcare? And you mentioned this, Peter, but it bears repeating, you cannot leave that bullet point out of your life when it comes to retirement planning. The healthcare numbers, if you look per couple, per individual, are staggering over the life of your retirement. And that's just the raw healthcare numbers, not long-term care. We're not talking about nursing home care, any of those things, just the raw healthcare numbers for what you will need in retirement for doctor's visits and prescriptions and, you know, hopefully not an ER visit, but here and there, just the normal healthcare product that we all need in our lives. You have to have a plan for that in your numbers when you retire. And Peter, you will help people figure out what that number looks like.
Absolutely. Another good thing that you can actually check out as well is I have a website called themodernmoneyshow.com. themodernmoneyshow.com. I have a bunch of articles on there. They're downloadable articles and you can save it to your computer. There's a couple of them on there and you could choose any one you want. But some of these areas of concern that we get nonstop questions on can explain to you what to prepare for, how to prepare for it. And then from there, we're a phone call away. But most importantly, if you haven't gotten another copy of my most recent book, Modern Money, call me 1-800-880-8079 so I can actually mail you out a physical copy. I would love to have a 5-minute call with you to making sure you are on track, covering any kind of concerns that you may possibly have and what's on your mind. But we definitely have a lot more coming on the show. So make sure you guys are staying in tune because we're going to share a lot of great information here today.
Let Peter help you map it out. We will start doing it together. Map out that strategy in 2023 to make sure you can get where you want to go. And I want to remind everybody, this isn't, you know, about big wins. We aren't doing this to make you rich. Peter wants to help you make sure you don't end up outliving your money. How would you like a call from Tom Brady right about now, by the way, Peter, who says he is retiring for good?
Sure.
You'd have to be living under a rock not to see that announcement 1 year after his first retirement announcement. And what's funny about that, I'm sure his numbers look a whole lot different than most of our listeners, but he dipped back into the workforce like so many people did the last couple of years, didn't he?
Yeah. And look, that's because sometimes it's not just about the money, right?
Sometimes it's about your passion.
It's a passion. You want to keep busy. You want to continue to network. Maybe retirement's not for you. Maybe you want to do something locally or part-time, or you want to start helping nonprofit organizations. It doesn't matter, right? But at the end of the day, as long as your lifestyle is consistent, as long as you're crossing those T's and dotting those I's and you're comfortable and you're able to do the things you always wanted to do and covering those bucket lists and traveling the world, if that's what you want to do, perfect. But we will talk more during the show.
And listen, Tom, if you're listening, Peter can help you too. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com or themodernmoneyshow.com. We're back with much more straight ahead. Stick with us.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call. Make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey everyone, welcome on back to the program. You are listening to Modern Money with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. I want to remind everybody the website, you can go to pcbfinancial.com. You can go to the modernmoneyshow.com, all kinds of great papers there that you can download, that you can listen along, download those papers and look at some of the stuff we're talking about week to week on the Modern Money Show here with Peter. And the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. I want to remind everybody about the importance, Peter, of getting with a professional like yourself when it comes to retiring, and specifically when it comes to Social Security. And, you know, they looked at this. They did a study about this. And 65% of people at retirement age either failed or got a D on a basic Social Security quiz.
Wow.
Only 6% received an A. And I'm guessing those were finance people who do things like what you do here. Let's start with how important Social Security could be to your overall retirement. We used to talk about that three-legged stool. That's not really the model that you guys look at and use anymore. But would you still describe Social Security as the cornerstone to retirement income?
You know, so that's a great question because these topics have been changing over time for a very, very long time. And today, yes, it's a very big conversation that we are having with folks because Social Security is there, right? And yeah. The concerns are, okay, well, what's going to happen in 13 to 15 years, give or take from now, when they're telling us that the Social Security system might deplete or possibly lower our assets? Well, we should be planning for all stages and all time frames, but the answer to your question, it is one of the areas that is a main focus that people gear towards, and it should not be the only area when it comes to taking income.
Yeah.
But today, a lot of folks are really trying to figure out, okay, when is the best time to take Social Security, right? How do we maximize it? Should we take it right away? Should we take it while we're working? And there are so many questions on this topic. And there are dozens upon dozens of ways to choose Social Security. So unfortunately, people are relying too heavily on it. I don't think people should be relying too heavily on it, because what if those benefits are actually reduced someday in the future? Or what if we do have a major issue of it being depleted? What would they do then?
So, Peter, there's an opinion piece actually about this in the Washington Post that says, yes, Social Security and Medicare still need to be reformed and soon. And to your point, Medicare's trust fund is projected to run short by 2028. Social Security will exhaust its reserves by 2034. That doesn't mean it's going to go away. Of course not. But when that happens, this is according to the Washington Post, seniors will face an immediate 25% cut in their benefits. Clamoring for bailouts will be intense, but the country will struggle to afford them, especially in the looming era of higher interest rates, which of course make it more expensive to service the national debt. So the question becomes, how are you guiding your clients when it comes to this stuff? Because it's not going to go away, but it's probably not going to be, you know, the Social Security that our grandparents and parents enjoyed at the same percentages.
Yeah, I mean, many years ago, it was all about, okay, we have this old three-legged stool that we were talking about. You know, you have the pensions of the world, you have the Social Securities of the world, and then you have these investments on a side from 401k accounts or retirement accounts and so on and so forth. So today, it's obviously very, very, very different. And today, we make sure and we're very clear that Social Security should not be the only thing that we are focusing on. So we are heavily talking about saving and making sure you're maximizing your contributions if and when needed. When you're very, very close to retirement, you want to do what's called catch up and put even more in those retirement plans. So it's so important and so crucial that you understand that waiting to the last minute is usually not a good idea. to save for retirement or figure out your plan for retirement or start to create this retirement plan. You should be giving yourself quite a bit enough time to make sure you are on track so you know what those future projections are on Social Security, but you also know what your other projections are and what you're up against from what you have been saving. And if you still, those lucky few who do have a pension, we now have to talk about those pension options because many companies are today are willing to give you a lump sum because the system, again, is broken. So the pension system is broken. So they're offering you these lump sums and it's your job to make sure you're talking to a professional who understands how to maximize these income benefits, not just for you, but also for the one you love, your spouse.
Well, and Peter, the possible ramifications of taking that pension in a lump sum. My husband and I are in an industry in broadcasting, obviously, where we both enjoy very healthy pensions from SAG-AFTRA for years and years and years. We've been paying into that and paying dues into that. And I think ours is pretty healthily funded. I think something like 98% funded. However, you hear about this from time to time. What if they would offer this lump sum? And what are the downfalls of taking that? And if you take the lump sum, where do you place that money? I wouldn't have any idea where to begin with that, Peter. And I know you deal with stuff like that all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need to make sure this is done correctly. It's transferred correctly, making sure there's no heavy tax consequences during that time period.
Oh, which
this
could
is
be
why
huge.
We have proper communication. Yeah, it could be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So these are all areas that are really, really important to help you complement your other income sources because and I had this in my book, you should never rely on one income source.
Right.
Always make sure you have a number of different buckets producing a number of different results to helping you with a number of different options when choosing income.
So the Washington Post says there are some things, and none of them are going to be painless, that we could look at when it comes to fixing the system that at some point is going to be short on money. They're talking about raising the Medicare eligibility age to 67, which would, correct me if I'm wrong, match the existing Social Security retirement age for those listeners born in 1960 or later. They could perhaps raise premiums for Medicare beneficiaries with higher incomes. And then listen to this one, maybe reduce Social Security benefits for those with higher incomes. Now, that's going to be a thorn in the side of anyone that is a high earner because we've all been paying into that, Peter, for how many years?
But
that's one of the discussions on the table, maybe knocking it down for our listeners with higher incomes. None of these decisions have been made yet, but we know that some of those big tax cuts are going to expire in 2025, and they're starting to look at some of the options on the table for making sure that money doesn't run out.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you have to understand that these future rate hikes are probably going to continue to increase.
Right.
So whatever you're able to do today to help your future self thank you, I 100% promote it. Now, everybody is different. Of course, everyone has different incomes and different brackets and different planning, but you're able to do advanced planning if you understand how it's done correctly. So communication with your financial professional or communication with your accountant who's going to help guide you, not just help file for your taxes,
right,
but also to help you plan properly for your taxes. This could be a game changer if you understand the benefits and how much you're able to save.
I want to remind everybody, you can go to ssa.gov, and I did this last year, and they no longer send the annual statement out, you know, that green and white pamphlet paper
out.
They used to send that out, I think, once or twice a year. I don't think they do that automatically anymore. All you have to do is go to ssa.gov. I filled in a couple of things. You have to verify your social, and, you know, this is a secure government website. They send you a code, and I think you plug the code back in or something like that. But it was very, very, very easy, Peter, to do it. And then they show you right then and there what your benefits look like. They mailed me a pamphlet of my numbers, right? And one of the things on the SSA.gov website that they are saying is that SSI payments are going to increase by 8.7% in 2023. We've talked about this. This is the annual cost of living adjustment required by law. Can you break that down for people? People hear about COLA and they're mailing these COLA notices out this year. What does that mean for our listeners who are retiring?
Well, it's going to actually mean that because of the beautiful thing of inflation of what we're having right now, everybody's going to have a nice little bump up of income. Good. On all of their paychecks. Now, it's not going to be a dramatic income change of their
right.
lifetime.
It's not going to change your life.
It's not going to change your life. But it is nice to see that they do have our backs in these areas if you happen to be taking Social Security income. But yes, we're in an environment right now that that inflation is extremely high. Okay.
Right.
So everyone sees all of their goods around them going up in price.
Yes.
And everyone is definitely complaining for sure that the price of eggs and the price of milk and the price of bread and so on and so forth is extremely, extremely high. But also keep in mind that just because we're getting this little bump up of income doesn't mean that we're going to go on a spending spree, because it's not going to cover that much.
Well, I mean,
but
let's
it's good
say,
to have.
Yeah, let's say it's a couple $100. I mean, really, if you look at this, Peter, think about the last time you went to the grocery store. Everything costs more.
Sure.
You know, a couple of years ago, you might not have noticed it. And then as prices started creeping in, and you mentioned eggs, you go to the grocery store now, and I've got a buddy who does Instacart, right? And so he buys the exact same thing every week, every 2 weeks. He's a creature of habit. And he was showing us the receipts the other day. He said, if you don't think inflation is real, look at your receipts year to date on just what you are buying at the grocery store. And if those products are the same, like his are, it's very easy to see year to year how much more you are paying for the exact same stuff. So even if you're getting $200 more in your Social Security check, that's being gobbled up by most of the stuff that we consume as consumers on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Another interesting thing here is we love strawberries in my house. my babies love strawberries. Okay.
Yes.
And my wife made it her business to make sure she had at least a 60-second vent explaining to me that she cannot believe the price increase on strawberries. And it was just – and when she was telling me that she was paying on average $7 to $9 for a dozen of strawberries, we couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
We couldn't believe it. It's insane. It really is truly insane.
With the eggs, I think some of that has to do with the avian flu. And you look at, like, there were deaths of millions of chickens all over the world or something because of the bird flu. The other stuff is a little bit hard to explain. What is going on with the strawberries? The cost of living adjustment is there, but we're all paying more with our own cost of living. So I don't know that it's – everyone's trying to make the headline out like it's some great thing. And look, I'm glad it's there. $200 is better than nothing if that's what you're getting. But again, you got to be careful. And this is why, Peter, you have to budget, and you will help our listeners do that.
Yeah, you really have to budget. You really have to get a nicer, better grip or handle on what you've been tracking. Now, look, inflation is very high right now. We already know that, and we know the cause of that. It's not going to be like this forever. The government's trying to do whatever they possibly can to decrease this, but we're in it, right? So it doesn't mean that, okay, now you could just take money anywhere you please to. It doesn't work like that. You need to make sure you have a plan in place. You need to make sure that you are up against inflation at all times, not just today, but a normal environment of around 3%, give or take, depend upon how you're planning and depend upon what your lifestyle is. So inflation should always be in the numbers. But yes, when it comes to Social Security, never rely on just Social Security when taking income.
Maybe have a slush fund on the side for strawberries. He can help
strawberry
you do that. 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or always on the web, pcbfinancial.com. Go to themodernmoneyshow.com. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We are back with much more straight ahead.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Our phone number, as always, 1-800-880-8079. Text book into the body of that text, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this economy, Peter. And we hope people pick up a copy of that book because there's some good stuff in there. So, Peter, we've repeated these statistics time and time again, and let's just jump right in here. Thousands and thousands of baby boomers are retiring every day. By 2030, all of the boomers will be at least 65.
Wow.
And you know what that means. If baby boomers are up to bat for retirement now, that means Generation X is on deck. And I cannot believe the words coming out of my mouth. I am Gen X. I'm like, what do you mean I'm on deck? I don't feel like I'm on deck. And so we're going to talk about Gen X here in a minute. But 10,000 boomers are turning 65 every single day. And the number of boomers retiring really started picking up the pace in 2020, as you know, thanks to the pandemic. When you have that many people leaving the workforce, Peter, that can have an impact on the economy, and certainly that can have an impact in your own household and your own life.
I mean, that's so when it comes to making sure you're following, I guess, guidance, because we're going to be having an enormous amount of people retiring.
Yeah.
Right. So the younger generation needs to almost try its best to see what mom and dad has done.
Right.
Okay. Try to, I guess, follow these steps only to a certain point, because the boomers today, a good majority of them, were able to be extremely strict. They understood what they had to save for, how to save. They understood that saving was important for the most part. A good majority of them. So the younger generation today, I'm finding that they're having a little bit of an issue in saving, right?
Yes.
Because a good chunk.
We like to spend.
They love to spend, right? They want it now. They have that the now syndrome, if that makes sense. So whatever it is that they happen to see, or they happen to see friends and family buying new cars, or the lease is coming up, they wanted something nice and new and fancy. It is very important that you take a little bit of advice, doesn't have to be everything, from your parents, especially your parents who are very good savers. Now, the other ways of investing when it comes to your parents might be a little bit different, right? Might be a little bit different. So only take so much, but making sure you are getting professional advice from the people around you who are properly licensed, of course.
Yes.
Most importantly, fiduciaries, and trying to have them guide you. Okay. It's never, never too early or too late to make sure you're talking to someone who helps you on your financial prep path professionally.
And Peter, real quick for our listeners, that fiduciary has become such a buzzword. You hear it in all of the commercials in a way that you did not used to hear it. In your industry, you've probably grown up with that word every day in your life. But for some reason, in the last 2 or 3 years, people have really started hammering this in advertising. I mean, you see it during football games. You'll see, I'm a fiduciary. What does that mean? Especially for our listeners that are Gen X, is that some magical word? why is everyone throwing it around now in advertising?
Sure. So it's actually been a hot topic for the past couple of years. Unfortunately, only the past couple of years. It should have been a hot topic forever, right? But what it is you're basically saying that as a fiduciary, you are properly licensed to work in the best interest. And you're always working in the best interest of your client,
right? Mm-hmm.
And before that, it was really more geared towards suitable. So if your financial professionals thought it was suitable for you to have XYZ investments and so on and so forth, it was okay in the portfolio. So you have the difference between it's okay being suitable or properly fiduciary, which obviously we always want to gear towards more the fiduciary side.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, you're properly licensed to act in the best interest of the clients that you are serving. So that's it's a fine line there. But making sure you're doing your own due diligence is very, very, very important.
So I want to get back to Gen X just for a little bit, because for our younger listeners, it's tempting, I think, especially, and I'm 48, to sometimes tune out, talk about retirement because you feel like it's down the road. It applies to your parents. I've been very open about this. My parents just retired this year. And so it does feel like at my age, that's something for those people to deal with. But it's important if you're listening in your late 40s or early 50s, this is going to be here before we know it. And listen to this, the first Gen Xers, Peter, are in their mid 50s now. Wow. I think I'm at the very tail end of Gen X. The first Gen Xers are in their mid 50s right now. What do you say to our listeners who are in that group, and what do they need to be doing really to make the most out of the next 10 to 15 years?
Well, first off, catch up is very important. All right. So while you're in this zone of this age group, it's finding out if you're able to catch up or put more money towards your savings is the key. Now, what's going on today in regards to these wild market changes in the environment, try your best to ignore it, but yeah, make sure you are making sure you're communicating and you do have a plan in place. You see, the 5 or 10 years before you retire, they're pretty much one of the most important years of your life. Because remember, you do not have time on your side for mistakes, right? You don't have time on your side to make up for major disasters or major losses, right? So if you look back in early 2000, there were literally a good decade, give or take, where the markets were completely flat, all right? Now, we cannot control what the markets will do going forward, but you can control what you have in place. So making sure you're building what's called a nice foundation, making sure you're building it on a rock, not on sand, making sure you are crossing your T's and dotting the I's, but you're talking, you're communicating with professionals who do this all day, every day. You have to make sure you have some kind of a plan in place so you are well aware where you should be positioning your future monies.
You know, and I know you probably have clients where, Peter, you look down at all of the paperwork in front of you and you think, man, a little bit of saving would have made a huge difference in your last 10 to 15 years. I mean, people that are in their 70s now, and I know you've had those scenarios.
Oh, yeah. It's let me just share this with you. I have a little questionnaire that I give to folks before I meet them.
Yeah.
And a majority of the time, one of the questions in there is more on the lines of what would you have done differently? And everybody for the most part says, I wish I have saved sooner. I wish I had put more money into my retirement plans. I get some jokes here and there. I wish I bought Apple 20 years ago.
Right. Don't we all?
But other than that, it's really about, I wish I have saved earlier. So the earlier, the younger generation, they should be taking some of that basic advice, you know, from their parents. And to be honest with you, they also should be asking questions to their parents, because if their parents are sharing those things with me, and they're saying they should have done these things earlier, well, I'm really hoping they have sharing these things with their children. Okay. And I really hope the children are trying to figure out, even especially during the holidays when everybody gets together, because it's so impossible to get everybody together at once. Even during the holidays, you should be having these conversations, you know, what you could be doing differently. What are things that you have learned over the years? Well, what should you be doing going forward? And it's really simple advice you're getting from the ones that you love.
So for anyone listening and you're in your 50s, there are some things that you can be doing right now. Of course, saving, and we hope that you are. But it's also time to really start getting an idea of how your retirement income puzzle might come together. You can, right now in your 50s, estimate your retirement income. You can look at online calculators, Peter. Check your Social Security estimator. And that goes back to that SSI.gov website that we were telling you about. You can go on there. They will plug in your number and tell you, even in your 50s, what your retirement may look like down the road when it comes to Social Security. Once you turn 50, take advantage of the catch-up contributions, Peter, to help people save even more. And those catch-up rules have changed, have they not, to make it easier for people as they are marching toward retirement to squirrel money away or more money away?
Yes, catch-up rules definitely have changed. And they, look, they're probably going to continue to change. These rules always change. So it's very important you find out how your plan works. And also, while you're getting closer and closer to retirement, start to look into these Roth IRAs within your plan. A lot of companies today are building these Roth IRAs within their 401ks at work. So try to find out if you qualify for it. Also, if you happen to be closer to 59 and a half, or you're around it and over, start to find out what's with your rollovers while you're still working, or your in-service rollovers while you're still working, to see if you have accessibility to it to put in your own personal IRA. You start creating what's called customization plans to help make sure that you are on track.
So this is important. Once you turn 50, for 401k accounts, you can save an extra $6,000 per year. And for IRAs, you can add another $1,000. And Peter, over the life of that saving, you know, 10, 15 years before you retire, that really, really can add up. And with the market the way it is now, are you telling your clients, man, now's the time to get in more than ever?
Yes, especially if you're very, very close as to where you are. It's very important you do not neglect this area. Okay. Whatever you're doing at work is key. Whatever you're doing outside of work is even more important. All right, because you want to make sure you're covering all bases. Now, I get it. If you happen to have some small debt here and there you want to get rid of, you're trying to figure out what makes sense for your mortgage. If you have a mortgage left over, we could talk that in more detail one-on-one. There's a lot of different areas that we are not covering today because we only have so much time. But you should make sure you're hitting all of these bases. You should make sure you're not neglecting anything. And if there are any questions that you think you might be doing wrong, any concerns you have, then that's why we're here. You're going to call us 1-800-880-8079, and we could go through a checklist. We could go through a money map. We could go through some information I have in my book. It's called Stress Testing, to see where you are today to make sure you actually are on track. It's another opinion. It's another opinion in regards to what investments you're in, you have, how much income you can actually pull out today versus what it could look like 5 years from now. So there's a number of things that we can do, but we have to first have a conversation.
And Peter, we would be remiss if we did not mention or shout out to our Gen Xers and baby boomers listening who are part of the sandwich generation. So you're the ones taking care of kids or putting kids through college. And at the same time, your parents are aging, and there can be huge financial responsibilities tied to caregiving if you are part of that sandwich generation. And I know that long-term care and insurance and all of that's a discussion you have with your clients. And we would urge, I know, Peter, your clients in their 40s, 50s, 60s, to have those discussions with their parents, so that that is not something that hampers your own retirement.
Without a doubt, 100%. Give us a call, 1-800-880-8079.
We're always on the web, pcbfinancial.com or themodernmoneyshow.com. We're back with much more straight ahead. Stick around.
The holidays often remind us how expensive life can be. If you're feeling a bit more financially squeezed this season and worry about how you'll fare in retirement, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Go to the website, modernmoneyshow.com, themodernmoneyshow.com, or pcbfinancial.com, where you will find a ton of information about the topics we cover each week on the program. You can also text us questions to 1-800-880-8079. Text your questions there. You can leave us a message. And sometimes we bring those questions up at the end of the program. We're going to do that today. Peter, are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Peter, our first question. My husband just retired. I'm planning on leaving my job within the next few months. I just haven't been able to get my replacement trained, and then I'm going to be set to retire. She writes, I'm excited, but already my husband has started to pinch pennies everywhere. I can't get him to talk about taking our first trip after we retire. It's driving me crazy. How do I get him comfortable with the idea of spending some of our savings on some fun things? She writes, that's what we saved it for. And I want you to talk about this, Peter, and a little bit about the psychology of working your entire life until age 65 to save, 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 and then switching over to not having a solid paycheck coming in every 2 weeks or every month and spending down some of that savings. That's a hard thing for people to wrap their head around sometimes.
Yeah, definitely 100%. And it probably could be uncomfortable for those who don't understand planning around it. So if it sounds like there is no plan in place, okay? Because if there was a plan in place, most people feel a little bit more confident.
Yeah, you wouldn't be worried about it.
You wouldn't be worried about it. You make sure you have this what's called a bucket list, because believe it or not, as a planner, we help people understand and make it clear that it's okay to have a bucket list, because we're building this financial plan or this income plan around this bucket list. So it sounds like you don't have an income plan in place. It sounds like you don't have an actual plan in place. So it's very important that if you're both not technically on the same page, you might want to sit down with a professional. You might want to sit down with a professional so you both can be on the same page financially, and that professional can walk you to and through your retirement dreams. Okay.
And so, Peter, I wonder for our listeners, like, it's not as much about do you want to go to France, or do you want to buy a boat, or do you want to buy a lake house? It really comes down to the numbers. Like, explain that. I mean, you will help people see with this retirement plan what your number is each month, and then what you want to do with that's up to you.
100%. You can have a clear map that explains to you in detail how much income can come in every single month, covering what those expenses are, covering that lifestyle that you're looking for. And of course, when you're planning, we're always planning for vacations. We're always planning for that bucket list items. We're planning for those hobbies you want to take. Look, entering retirement, it should not be stressful. It should not. It's only stressful if there is no plan in place. Okay. And I know that people don't plan to fail. They really fail to plan, right?
Yeah.
And those who don't understand the planning concept around this, yes, those will definitely be nervous about not taking too much money out in certain areas, not going on those vacations. And that's where the stress is. And stress should not be in the loop of retirement. So it sounds like you just need to communicate properly with a financial professional, understanding what your income is, understanding where your investments are, understand what income coming today versus tomorrow down the road, understand the three different buckets of income planning, understanding your risk, and then most importantly, your lifestyle, because your lifestyle will be different than the next person I talk to tomorrow.
Right. It's a great question. We thank our listeners for it and keep them coming. 1-800-880-8079. Question number two, Peter, there are a couple of local charities that we've regularly supported throughout our careers. We don't want to completely abandon those now because we have retired, but it does seem scary to keep giving as much as we did now that we are on a fixed income. The question is, should we hold off on charitable giving for now if we're worried about the financial impact, or is there a way to do that and make sure it's within the means of your financial plan?
This is a great question. And you know what? Again, this comes down to planning, right?
Right.
So those who are comfortable and continue to make sure that they're giving funds away to charity every year, that should be on your list of expenses, because it's technically coming out of your pocket, right? So it's good for a possible tax deduction. This is where you're making sure you're communicating this with your accountant, all right? So that can be healthy. But most importantly, I feel that it's important that your lifestyle should be taken care of first.
Yeah.
if there is room after your lifestyle of expenses and you have enough income coming in and you're not actually tapping into a majority of your assets, that is a very good sign. So now you have some room there to continue to do those contributions to those charities, or giving money away to the ones that you love every year. And I think that's a great thing to do. But making sure that your lifestyle is taken care of first, making sure you're also planning for those around you, right? Based upon what your goals are ultimately. And if you're working with a spouse here, making sure your spouse is protected in the event someone passes away. But I think it's okay to have some kind of charitable giving every year.
Question number three. And this breaks my heart, but Peter, life happens. And I think this is important for a variety of reasons for our listeners here. This question is heartbreaking. It says, our son was recently in a very severe accident. He suffered brain damage that is most likely permanent. This obviously changes everything for our retirement because he will need some sort of care and financial support moving forward. He isn't married. He doesn't have any children. How can we plan for him to be provided for in the future? So important. Because, Peter, this is different than an illness. This is different than, and I have several friends who have special needs children, where you have decades to prepare for setting them up for success in the event something happens to you. This is the rug was pulled out from under us. There was an accident. We have not planned for this. Now what do we do?
Absolutely. So this is definitely scary. And I've actually heard this once before in the past. But this is where it comes down to making sure you have a team in place. And a team would be a team of professionals. So for example, let's say something in golf, if it happens to both parents.
Yeah.
I'm sure the one thing that you will want to do is making sure the income is coming in, making sure that person is comfortable to the best they possibly can, making sure you have a number of pair of eyes on as to what's happening around them, such as, for example, in this kind of a case, you 100% need a trust.
Right.
So the first person you should be talking to is an attorney.
Yeah.
That attorney should have relationships with other professionals. If not, whoever your financial professional is, this is someone that should be in contact with the attorney, because it's going to be a team now, right? So you have the attorney is one, you have the financial professional two, and finally, the last thing that you would need is an accountant. And now, of course, you want to make sure that these people are not retiring anytime soon, because you probably want them to be around for quite some time. And that financial power around that team, the accountant will communicate with all people, financial advisor will communicate with all folks, as well as the attorney. But the attorney's job is to help you prepare this trust. So inside that trust, that advisor is helping manage money, and that accountant is making sure those bills are being paid. And they're all overlooking each other, making sure everything is done and it's a legal document.
So honestly, it sounds complicated because it is. I mean, I hate to say that, but when something like this happens, you have one shot to get that right, and you really need a team of people around you, not just to make sure that your loved one is taken care of financially, but with healthcare decisions and power of attorney and all of those things that they're going to need, Peter. I don't know that there's a one-stop shop for that.
No, but there's definitely no one-stop shop for that, for sure. And this is why you have to build relationships. But it's also good to see whomever you're talking to already has these relationships. Like, for example, we have a lot of relationships. We have requests for accountants. We have requests for estate plans. And we already have these relationships built in within our arsenal of portfolios and plans. So it's good that you have these relationships with someone. If not, then that's what we're here for, because it's already a proven method and we're used to it.
And I've always said, if Peter doesn't know how to help you, he is surrounded by people who do. Like, if there are, you know, because you're not an attorney, Peter, or a tax professional, but man, you have surrounded yourself with professionals who that is their primary goal, to help people through difficult questions like that. And look, life happens. This stuff happens, and it's important that you do have a team in place. God forbid if something happens like that to you, with professionals that can help you out the correct way. Phone number is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. Want to remind everybody the website, themodernmoneyshow.com, or you can always go to pcbfinancial.com. And I want to remind everybody before we head out of here, Peter, it doesn't have to be daunting or difficult to get that first meeting set up and out of the way to get you on the right path to retirement. Gather your stuff up and then kind of talk people through the process. What happens when they call or go on that website and reach out for that first meeting?
Absolutely. So we're going to have a nice short visit. This would be a conversation talking about any kind of concerns you might possibly have. This is an area where we're trying to figure out what kind of direction we're going to lead you towards, right? Yeah. So at first, we don't care about what you have in savings, and we don't care too much about what kind of statement you have in front of you. We want to understand you. We want to understand your story. We want to understand your definition of retirement, because apparently it's different for everybody, right?
Yeah.
What does your bucket list look like? Do you want to work part-time? Do you not want to work? Do you want to travel the world? Are you very, very simple? Or you just want to remain around friends and family and stay within the state? You know, so everybody's different. So I want to understand your story. And then from there, we could take it even deeper. We would invite you there for what's called a stress test review. That's when we start digging into your financials and seeing exactly what you have to make sure you're on track, trying to figure out this future income plan and see if there's any room for tax planning. This is where we have a conversation with your accountant. If you don't have one, we'll provide one. We'll see what kind of wills you have in place. If you don't, then we'll start talking about the difference between wills and trust and who you should be talking to. And of course, it's always a licensed attorney at that point.
Yep.
So there's a number of different things that we can do. We'd like to keep it very simple, very basic at first. And then from there, we can see if we're a good fit together. But my goal is to make sure I'm doing my best to answer any kind of concerns or questions that you may have. And from there, pointing you in the right direction. And that will be pretty much first base in regards to where we would begin.
This is the year to do it. Let's get it done. 1-800-880-8079, or go to those websites we talked about, that pcbfinancial.com, and my favorite is the modernmoneyshow.com. You can download all kinds of information about the topics that we cover each week on the program. And a reminder, you can text book to that phone number as well, Peter, and you will ship out a complimentary copy of your book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. All you have to do is text us at 1-800-880-8079. Peter, it's been a great chat as always. I always look forward to our visits each week, and we hope everyone joins us back here next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.